All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello, friends. It is the back half of the show today. That's how we do it on Mondays. So I got that first act up, posted, ready to go. Feeling good, feeling fine. Despite the craziness with Bruce falling ill over the weekend. One part that I neglected to tell you about. So when I took him there in the middle of the night, I was not aware that he had been vomiting. And I had no one to ask because the NFK was sound asleep. So when on Sunday morning when I got up and I'm trying to piece all this together, prior to going back for the second trip to the vet, I said to the NFK is there. I go, hey, Kevy, did Bruce have a rough time at all last night? He goes, yeah, he puked all over the place and he shit on the floor too. I go, oh, okay, yep, puked three times, and this is how he did it, because you know he's really animated. He always sounds like he's like telling you to go fuck yourself. You know, he can't answer like the way a normal human being would answer. So not only does he sound like that, but he goes, there, and there, and there. And I go, okay, yeah, all right. About what time of the evening was it? I need more information. He goes, well, I go, was it because Jim arrived at like 7:30, right? He goes, yeah. I go, was it before Jim arrived to let the dogs out or after? He goes, before. Like I said, there, there, and there. And I'm like, gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, he shit over there too by the door. Shit over there, shitting over here, and puked here, and puked there, and there, and he shit here, and he puked here, and then he puked over here, and then he puked over here. Oh, wait a minute, was it puked here, and then here? No, it was here, and he shit on the floor, and then he puked here, and he puked here. And I was discussing this with my daughter and Megan says, did he get his hands in it? We don't know. I didn't ask any further questions. It looked like, he goes, it was all food. I go, okay. Cole says, did he just watch him do all of that? I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. He doesn't have a lot of options. But I think the important thing is, you know, I was awake and downstairs for significant time, and he didn't bring it up. Like, he wouldn't have told me had I not said, hey, I took Bruce to the vet in the middle of the night. Did he have any issues last night? Well, yeah. He puked here and here and here. Hey, shit over there. Megan says, if it were me, I would have put bowls over the poop barf upside down. That's what I used to do as a kid, so my dad could clean it up when he got home from work. He might have attempted to clean it up. I think he might have. He probably just ate it. But he has no, you know, he doesn't communicate. The other day we were driving to the doctor's office, and he's got an upcoming procedure. As Alan says, more arm flapping, please. Oh, yeah. He says everything has to have, like, he can't just say what time is the appointment. It's always got to have a damn in front of it or something like this. When's that damn appointment so I could get that stupid procedure done? And every 6 months, every year they go down his throat and take a look at various digestive structures to make sure everything is okay because of the liver problem with the cirrhosis. And this time I busted him. I go, well, I don't know if it's, I don't know how stupid it is, but it is coming up on the, and I get, well, I know it's not stupid. It's like, anyway, I was talking with Madison and she described, she goes, well, you know, he has a damaged portion of his brain, Dad, that with that surgery, and this is just the way it is. I go, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the portion of the brain that helps you with emotion control and filters out various things that, you know. And so his expression is like that. That's the way he expresses himself. It's very difficult to talk to him. Anyway, so that that was an interesting aspect of it. So I don't know. I just don't want it to be where, like, I'm talking to the doctor today, and the doc to say, look, we think we've got an idea what happened. Okay, what is it? We think there might have been a human penis in his asshole. What? Yes, there is an abundance of jizz. And then I'm like, well, then he's fucking the dog. That's what's happening. So that's my nightmare scenario. So probably not. That would, I think, be a Hail Mary to have that the issue that is Bruce is having is that the NFK had sex with him. And now we can only hope that that is not the case. It's probably not the case. I don't think that there was sex with the dog. But let me ask you this, audience members. If you have a, you know, this is Diana's last living brother, last living direct family member, and he's been living here for a year and 2 months. If it comes down to, and he's disabled, like I said, there's no one who can care for him. If it goes like that, is he kicked out? Do you kick him out? Now, before you all think about this now. He would be homeless, living on the street. He doesn't have the means. He doesn't have the ability to take care of himself. He's mentally and physically disabled. He doesn't have the financial means to take care of himself. He doesn't have the knowledge about how a person takes care of himself. He wouldn't know. I mean, it's bad. It would be, if he is not in the care of us, it's a problem. Cole says he goes to prison. Not bad. I don't know, because that would take care of it. I don't know, though, if the prosecutor would a first-time offense would give him prison for dog sex. Megan writes, can you move over so I can see Darla? She looks like she's sitting like a human. She is. And by the way, you see that posture? She is depressed. She is bummed out. There is no question this dog's energy level has been affected by Bruce not being here. I was unsure as to whether they are aware of him not being here. I'm now convinced that they are, and they are not happy about it. There's a little bit of pouting going on, a little bit of sadness and sorrow in the posture of these animals. O'Neill, can you stop licking the couch for no apparent reason? Hey. He just had a snack out in the yard with some fresh turds that came flying out of somebody. All right. Granjo writes, I don't think Pooh Bear would agree to kick him out. Yeah, I don't know either. But at some point, you'd have to address this. I mean, God, I hope that that's not the case. I don't think it is. I don't think there's been any dog sex here. And I think he might survive that. I don't know, man. Pooh Bear might get pissed off. Let's hope that I don't have to deal with this. I don't think I do. Megan asked the question, do your dogs stay in the room when you do it? What? No, the dogs vacate. Yeah. I think it has happened where they've been like on the bed, like close and like in the snatch stink zone. But I think that's rare. I think that's a little bit too much for us both to have the dogs in there, like right on the bed. But it has happened, and I don't think we're going to do that anymore. Scott says, LOL, I've had mine lick my foot. Well, okay, sure. Megan says they always seem a little concerned. Well, yeah, there's like a physical altercation in their mind going on. Like, oh my God, somebody's getting attacked. Megan says, my dogs like to watch. They always seem a little concerned. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, surprise, cold nose in the keister. That took a turn. We need to break down the lady at the baseball game who she was there watching the game, and the ball gets hit. It's a home run, and she's got a shot at the baseball. And there's another guy there, and he's got a shot at the baseball. And the guy gets the ball. And then the guy walks over, and he's happy he got the baseball. And he gives it to his son. Okay? Hang on, I gotta sneeze. Gives it to his son. And then all of a sudden, the lady comes running over and she goes, no, that was mine. You took it from me. And then the dad goes ahead and he gives up the ball. Like, he takes the ball out of the kid's glove and gives it to the chick. It's a horrible moment. And everybody's talking about this. Now, I had a video somewhere. I don't know if I have it. I had a video of, like, the actual... Hey! So, yeah, another failure again. I wish I had answers for you. I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of at the mercy of this, but let me pick it up. So this is where I'll pick this story up. ESPN covered this lady stealing the ball, and they really reacted strongly. And that seems to be, but I don't want to jump to conclusions here on this lady stealing the baseball. Let's just watch it and see how they describe it.
So this happened. Miami and the Phillies. This is happening in Miami. Top of the fourth. Phillies are up 4-1. Harrison Bader is at the plate. And Bader does a great thing for the Phillies. It's a home run. 410 feet. Watch.
Okay. So here's the lady. The ball's at her feet. Here comes the dad.
The people.
Okay.
The man.
Now we don't know.
Grabs the ball.
Who had the ball first? Because you can't see. But it's closest to her.
410 feet.
Now, if I'm dude and I see the ball at the feet of lady, I'm already giving up. She's got it. I would let it go. But he keeps coming. And, okay, so we don't know for sure who had the ball. It's he said, she said.
Watch the people. The man grabs the ball, that's the guy in the red, and he walks over.
And she doesn't like that. And he walks back
it over to his
and
son.
Gives it to the kid.
Look at that.
And here she comes.
Hugging it out. Oh, she went after him.
Why is she mad?
She is big mad. Like, he went into her space to get it. But
that's not
like,
how that works, though.
No.
It's not? I don't know. I would have... Okay, again, if it's me, I would let her get it. No, I'm the only person who is suggesting that this is a problem. Everybody takes the side of the dad and the kid. Look at her. She's horrified. Look at this dude. He's wrinkling up his face.
But watch. She goes on and on and on, and the dad immediately is like, well, okay, if it means that much to you, he takes the ball from his kid's glove and goes, here, you can have it. Watch the reaction of everyone around her.
Really, lady?
Hate to call her a Karen.
So wait.
Hey, no, look, the Marlins, they went out to the kid. They gave him, all of the goodies to replace it.
Awesome. Make her feel terrible.
Yeah.
God.
Yes, please make her feel terrible, because here's the thing. You took it from a kid. And then, wait, this is the best part.
Better?
Harrison Bader.
Yes.
Gave him a bat and a signed ball, and they met afterwards. That is how you treat kids. I don't care, lady, who you are.
All right, I've got mixed feelings about this. Is it okay to do what she did? I mean, if it was her, why is it a problem that she stands up for herself and goes and gets the ball? We're not really sure if she had her hand on it or not. And I mean, if she's going for it and she's there and it's right in front of her, and then he goes over and invades her space. By the way, this lady's life is now over. Everybody, you know how it is. The internet is gonna crucify this chick, and they're trying to right now. I don't know if they've been successful at it yet. And then there's the whole thing about everybody gives the kids all the freebies, all right? So then everybody... Isn't there an easier way to teach him a lesson? I mean, why do we have to, you know what I mean? Wouldn't it be better to just say, hey, that's the way it goes. Sometimes life, I mean, it just seems to me that it might be okay to just tell the kid, yeah, well, shut up. It was hers. But no, they gave him, the Phillies gave him the bat. They gave him season tickets. They gave him every jersey of the team. The Marlins gave him a car, and he's got season tickets to them, too. And then there's a GoFundMe. The kid's got several million dollars in his GoFundMe now. The woman is dead. Someone murdered her. And the big bad internet machine is also her family. They've all been killed. The story goes on and on. And I think that ESPN doesn't help with this type of over the top reaction about her standing up for herself. I mean, every time you turn around, there's stories about people. Yeah, we gotta stand up for our ladies. Our ladies need to stand up for themselves and fight. And here she does. She's standing there. She thinks she's got the baseball. This cocksucker comes flying in out of nowhere, takes a goddamn ball out of her hand, and thinks he's insulated because he's giving it to his little fucking kid. That's remarkable to me. And now I am on team woman here. Whoever she is. And then the internet went ahead and exposed some lady, and it turns out it was the wrong lady. The latest story is that this lady here, they went after Cheryl Richardson Wagner, and they she's not even involved in it. That's the actual lady, but Cheryl Richardson Wagner is this woman here, and she's not the one involved. But the big bad internet machine destroyed her life. She lost her job. She was in open heart surgery. As a physician, heart doctor, and she was in surgery, and they came walking up to her, and they took the medical equipment out of her hand and said, "You're done here." And she goes, I'm a Boston Red Sox fan. This wasn't me. I wasn't there. And they said, "Fuck you. The internet has spoken." So the guy that she was operating on, he died, and she lost her job. And her whole family has left her now. They said, we don't want her husband left her. Her kids have already disowned her. Her siblings have made it clear they don't ever want to talk to her ever again. And she wasn't even there. We still don't know who this hero is who took the ball. I love her. This is another video of that moment of Philly fan when she's talking to Guy, getting what is hers back, which is the baseball. This is from a fan who was right there. You got to listen carefully to hear what she says. But she's explaining herself as, yeah, you took it from my hand, asshole.
That was more. No, you took it from me. You took it from me. That was in my hands. That was in my hands.
Bye.
Bye. Nobody heard that.
Okay, so now everybody hates her. I mean, how would you feel, ladies, if you're at the baseball game and your favorite team is playing, you got your Phillies jersey on, you got a moment, oh my God, there's a ball at my feet, and you go to grab it and it's in your hand and some guy takes it from you. What are you going to do? I'm guessing every single one of you are going to do what that chick did. And now everybody is like killing her just because the dad gave it to the little fucking kid. And that's why everybody's pissed off. Yeah, well, she should have just let him have it. Now, fuck that shit. It's not the kids, goddammit. It's not the guy. It's hers. So I'm not buying any of that shit. Hang on a second. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Text Travis Gibbs.
What do you want to say?
Yo, .. I need your opinion about lady who took the baseball during the Phillies game. Period. I'm calling you on the podcast. Period.
Okay, sending.
The reason why I'm warning him is because we had another conversation going. And if he calls, he might not pick me up if we're going to talk about that, because he wouldn't want it on the podcast. So I am team chick here. There have been rumors that they did find this lady and that she has lost her job over this. And I do not think that is the case. Let me look it up, see if there's an update. Did Philly Karen really get fired? No. There are no credible reports of the Philly Karen being fired because her identity has not been confirmed, and the woman who was mistakenly identified as the Phillies Karen was not an employee of any school district, a Hamilton Public Schools person. This is a goddamn thing. And I love how even here on this show, where most of you would not fall for internet tricks, like Alan is like, oh, yeah, she got fired. No, she didn't fucking get fired. You can't just take some shit that you see just fly across your phone. Oh, this is the way it is. No. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Call Travis Gibbs.
Calling Travis Gibbs.
I hope he picks up, because he's hilarious. I love this guy. Black belt.
This is Travis. Can't get your call.
Black belt Nick says, I had a similar thing happen to me at the Philly ballpark almost 20 years ago. It's a Philly thing. So you're sitting there, balls at your feet. You put your hands on it. Some asshole grabs it out of your hands. What do? You can go back and try to get it. Now, a lot of people are killing dad here because everybody hates this woman. So it's become okay. And it's become acceptable to blurt out shit like this. Why didn't that dad put his fist through her face? Why didn't he bounce that ball off her head? He folded. All right, maybe he did. He probably realized, yes, I did. I did steal that from you. If you have thoughts on this, by all means, leave them in the chat. Black Belt Nick says, we had a souvenir had they tried to steal when we got up. We called them out and got it back when we seen them trying to steal them. You had a souvenir hat. I got you. Okay. Well, all right. So that's a bad thing. A little bit different because you bought it and they just stole it. But still, I mean, that's good that you got it back. The idea that this lady at her feet and she gets the ball and then fucking A, man. I haven't heard anybody take up for her side of this. All she did was she bent down to get the baseball. This asshole takes it. And just because he gives it to his little fucking rich ass brat kid, I don't know if they're rich, who then both teams bend over to like help. We got to help the kid. Tough shit. Tough lesson. They should say to the kid, yeah, this is the lesson. Don't be like your dad and steal shit from people at the door. God, that story. That pisses me off. And now this lady, if they ever find out who she is, she's fucked. Skip adds, she was a Karen for sure. What does the 60-year-old need a ball for? She is a moron. Bullshit, dumb fuck. It was hers. She went down to get it, and that fucker took it. Black Belt Nick is stupid. He wrote, he beat her to it. She overreacted. I don't think she did. She followed up and said, hey, you took that ball from me. Give it back. I want a woman like that. Bob says he knew there was no winning with this cunt. Bob calls her a cunt and decided to take the high road. There's also video of her screaming at another fan in the Eagles jersey that also went for the ball. I heard the kid's name is... Okay, I'm not even going to read that, Alan. All right. This is a pile of shit and you're all fucking morons for not agreeing with me. Unbelievable. More follow-up on this if I can get Travis to reach out to me. Or anybody, for God's sake. Skip says, we got the dumb, but you're a bit wrong. Disagree. Disagree. 100% right. Anyway, I hope she doesn't lose her job. All right, I've been waiting to unpack this story. This hasn't been talked about anywhere. But on Friday, it made the New York Post. Hold on. O'Neill. Okay, we get it. This story is starting to make the rounds, and I don't know if it'll see the light of day anywhere else or if anyone even cares. And let me just tell it to you. Back in 2019, and this has just started to become known, and I don't know how it became known, but it is out there. If it was a leak story or what, And I don't know how the fuck they let it leak, because if I am running the show in the White House, you know, there's no way this story needs to see the light of day. It wouldn't surprise me if at all it was brought up in the first place or became leaked, because it was the Trump administration where this happened. Hang on.
Okay. Gotcha. It's okay. You all right? What are you doing?
It's allergy season for O'Neill, and he's itching, and it drives me crazy when he does that. It goes right to my brain. Trump says, I know nothing of this. I had no clue that this was happening. And what that thing is the United States wanted to get the ability to, through spy techniques, infiltrate what they do in from a technology standpoint in North Korea. Maybe get a look at their networks, and they were going to do that by setting up a device, a piece of technology that we probably don't even know about within the border of North Korea. And how they did that was they had a sneaky submarine with a handful of Navy SEALs, and it was the same people, as I understand in the story, as the ones who were involved in the murder of, or the killing of Osama bin Laden. So it's these guys. They're that good, you know? So in the frigid waters there in this sub, they exit the sub, and they swim to the shore with the payload that they want to deliver on whatever part of North Korea this is. There are more details in this, and I don't like reading word for word. I'll go back and look at the details after I tell you this story. But they're like, all right, we got it. So it's a handful of dudes, and they're of course have their weapons, and by accident, and this is under the cover of night, a North Korean fishing boat, fishing for like oysters, they were discovered. They were seen by the fishing boat. So the Navy SEALs killed all these people who have nothing to do with this. They're just fishing. Can you imagine being a North Korean living under that regime? And you're like, oh, God, it's such a terrible life here. At least we have the ability to go fishing and enjoy each other. And it's the fishing team, and the kids are there, and the moms and the dads. They got the dogs on the boat. They're all enjoying a day, an evening of oyster fishing. And then all of a sudden, the Navy SEALs killed the family. Now, I love the good old U.S. of A., and North Koreans are fucked up. So I don't really give a shit. I mean, I kind of do, that a bunch of North Korean civilians are dead. I kind of do. I mean, that's pretty terrible. I mean, how do you feel about this? I think I have to feel bad. So let me take back. I 100% feel bad for the North Korean family of fishermen. And so they're on the boat. They got their entire family there. And the Navy, I'm not kidding you, the Navy SEALs killed all these people. And then to make sure that their bodies would sink, they took their knives and they stabbed them through their lungs so that all the air would come out. Allen says they deserved it. So these people sunk, and they're never seen or heard from again. They did not. Then they aborted the mission. The Navy SEALs did not do the mission, and they left. Now that's the end of it. Top secret SEAL Team 6 killed North Korean civilians during failed covert mission in the year 2019. If successful, the mission would have delivered critical intelligence amid delicate nuclear negotiations. That was when Trump was going to visit with this little fucker here, Kim Jong-un. Let's see. New York, the outlet reported based on interviews with 24 people, including civilian government officials, members of the first Trump administration, and current and former military personnel with knowledge of the mission. The mission was so risky that it required Trump's direct approval. If SEALs were caught on North Korean soil, it could have sunk nuclear negotiations or led to a hostage situation. Trump says, I don't know anything about it. I'd have to. He goes, I'd have to. I could look, but I know nothing about it. Now, that's a lie. Of course he knew about it. So Trump finishes his presidency. This does not come out. Biden takes over. Trump is back. Now this story is being talked about. The SEALs rehearsed the mission for months in freezing water and planned to deploy from a nuclear-powered U.S. sub using two stealth mini-subs known as wet subs to reach the coast of North Korea. Riding for hours in frigid 40-degree seawater with scuba gear and heated suits, a team of 8 SEALs swim to the shore, plant the device, and escape without the help of overhead drones. Shortly thereafter, Trump was set to meet with Kim in Vietnam. The green light was issued for the mission, and it commenced. It talks about the boat. They killed everybody on board. It talks about what the SEALs did to the body. They were unarmed, diving for shellfish. U.S. spy satellites detected a surge in North Korean military activity in the area immediately afterward, but it is not clear whether North Korean authorities ever pieced together what happened to the shellfish divers. Good God. Trump's meeting with Un went on as planned. No deal was reached, and nobody said anything. What the fuck? The 2019 mission had never been publicly acknowledged. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Until the bombshell report and the U.S. government did not notify key congressional intelligence committees before or after the mission, which may have violated federal law. The point is to ensure that Congress is not kept in the dark when major stuff is going on. Yeah, I would say every time you've heard about something covert happening, you hear about Congress saying, how come we didn't know? Well, there's a reason why they don't let you know. You know, I mean, this is about national security. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with what we do, and I actually like the fact that we do that, sneak into a country and attempt something like this. Now, if you are wrong place, wrong time, that is terrible. But, I mean, when it comes to this, this is the U.S. of A. We got to find out who is doing the crazy shit. So, yeah, that's terrible. But if you got to, if it's talking about North Korea, this is a team of people who would love nothing more than to blow us up. So if it happens that fishermen get killed, it's still the fault of Kim Jong-un. But my God, what a tale. Holy fuck. You know, if you're in the White House as Trump is, and you've just created or renamed the Secretary of Defense to Secretary of War, if I'm him, I make sure that this story gets out. Because this just adds to the lore that the U.S. does not give a fuck. All right? We are our brutal, merciless killers. So he probably said, yeah, absolutely. And then I'll just deny it. It's all good. No problem. Cole talks about the story of Lone Survivor. If I remember correctly, that was the story of Marcus, whatever the fuck his name is. Marcus Lone Survivor is his name. They didn't kill the sheep herders. And then the seals got killed. Yeah, so this is all good. You know, I mean, if you're in the Navy SEALs, this is like an organization that nobody even knows about. The SEAL Team 6, those are like the high-end SEALs. Those are the best of the best who, like, if you're a guy on SEAL Team 6 and in your downtime, you have, like, let's say a Zoom with your wife. You're in a far away remote place. And your wife indicates to you that she knows where you are and your secret mission. At that point, you know, you kind of like nod off camera to the boss, who is then going to go and take out your wife. Most members of SEAL Team 6 have had numerous wives become slaughtered. And there's not, I mean, as soon as they find out too much, these guys are the best of the best. And SEAL Team 6, they have started and slaughtered families dozens of times. Like those eight guys that killed the people that were fishing for the shellfish, each one of those members has had a wife with four or five kids multiple times. Wife, four kids, boom, dead. It's secret. That's national security. And, you know, the generals say, we don't advise you to get married or have children. Just be a war machine. And they always break the rules and get married. And then these women or husbands or whatever and their kids, dead. It's all about top secret security. And if you're the president, you just deny that you know anything about SEAL Team 6. I think they should go in and just take out heads of state that they don't like. Maybe that does happen. I don't know. All right. Unbelievable story. Thank you, as always, to my great sponsors that help make this show possible. My Policy Shop Insurance. Sorry, that's not... I definitely want to mention them. Buyinsurancehere.com is where you go. So if you are between jobs, perhaps you're not employed, or perhaps your boss does not offer you insurance, you need to reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com, and he can help you every step of the way. He'll help you no matter what state you're in, if you need your health care. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. So thank you to Frank. Thank Frank. King's Room Barbershop. I was there on Friday seeing Andy. Kingsroom.net. Three locations. Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. Great team over there. When you get a haircut, please mention me. $21 is what it's going to cost you plus tip. Kingsroom.net. Three locations for King's Room Barbershop. When it comes to tree removal, Kuiper Tree Care can help. 616-828-8225. Whether it is a tree that has just passed its prime, needs to be removed, stump grinding, tree pruning, tree risk assessment, or storm damage, they will help. You can reach out to them. Call or text 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Okay, I'll be back in just a moment. I've been drinking a bunch of water, so you know what's happening. Off to the boys' room. My apologies for that. Thank you for hanging with me despite the tech issues today. I don't know what is up with that. But I think we're doing okay at this moment. Knock on wood. I'll be back. Thank you. Hang on. It's pretty much accepted that me forgetting to loop the music is right on cue with how it has gone today. Frankly, that is the first error that I've made. I haven't done anything wrong. As Bread Brain, wait a minute, Bread Bull Brain Chris says, music not on repeat. I mean, that was to be expected, right? I see Joe Martinez is here. I think he's still here. At least he was a minute ago. Okay, he's here. And he writes, so with all these bullshit interruptions, did you talk about the Lions suck shit? Now, I can, you know, I know what he's suggesting there. And so I can't, it looks like a retarded person wrote it, but he does voice to text usually. And I think I would be remiss if I ignored that, ignored the Lions. So I'm going to do that right now. As for the quote-unquote bullshit interruptions, you know, 9 times out of 10, we have nothing but a spectacular bit of podcasting with the technology that we have. But for some reason, it's surely been odd today. By the way, Joe Martinez, before I get into this, I was with some outstanding Spanish-speaking audience members yesterday. And Gabe, the Honduran, because he brings with him a bunch of pals, and his son is half Honduran, and the rest are Mexicans, show up there. And they all, you know, they speak two languages. And so there's a lot of conversation going on between the fellas. And I even talk to them. I go, so sometimes you're talking Spanish and then sometimes you're talking English. What, you know, how come? Well, it just depends on who we're talking to. So they even have a conversation started in English and finish it in Spanish. I love that. But anyway, out of the blue, Gabe goes, hey, who's the HVAC guy? Because Gabe's the Honduran. He goes, who's the HVAC guy? I go, that's Joe Martinez. And he says, yeah, I think he's a fake Mexican. I go, what? What do you mean? I don't understand. He goes, yeah, he speaks, the way he speaks Mexican is fucked up. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah. And then he like provides some examples and I don't remember what they are. He is suggesting, Joe Martinez, that you speak some type of asshole version of Spanish. And I was like, well, that doesn't, I don't know. What? I mean, how am I to say? But I mean, Gabe speaks Spanish. His mom and dad are from Honduras. And I think he was born there. And so now he's here. And so he is suggesting that you're a fraud. So I think that that's interesting. I don't believe it myself, because I would have to like just assume that what he's saying is 100% true. But he thinks you have like a shitty level of Spanish, because Skip says high school Spanish class level. So what we have here is Latino crime, Latino on Latino crime. And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, Joe was born and he was raised in he was born in Texas, but he's raised in a Mexican household, obviously. English is probably his second language. I don't know how that could be. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Text Joe Martinez.
What do you want to say?
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Call Joe Martinez.
Calling Joe Martinez home.
I need to get these guys together to sort this shit out.
What do you want, bitch?
I'm not a bitch. What the fuck? I'm on your team.
You fucking piece of shit. What is this? Twitch?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that today.
Fucking doesn't work at all. I'm trying to drive and trying to listen to your ass being cut off. What's up?
So I have a Honduran friend who thinks you're a fake Mexican.
Fucking Honduras. I mean, you gotta go back to these fucking Honduras. Okay. And they're not true Mexicans.
He thinks that your Spanish is all fucked up.
He don't know anything. It depends on what part of the country you're in. It's just like here in the United States. You go, some people call it pop, some call it soda. So, it's like, it depends on what part of the country you're at.
Let me bring him in here. I'm going to get him on. Hang on.
All right. Get him on.
Okay. So I'm getting Gabe the Honduran on, and then I'll merge these two.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm going to bring Joe Martinez in so you guys can talk shit to each other about speaking Spanish.
Oh, man, I'm sleeping right now, man. Third shifter problems.
Fuck! You can't give me 5 minutes?
I'm sleeping, man.
Hold on a second.
Not right now, man.
Gabe, say hi to Joe Martinez.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, man?
Dímelo.
Hey, you know Marco? Loco?
¿Cuál Marquito? Marquito.
El uno que trabaja allá en la GM.
Oh, sí.
Call him.
I thought that's it.
Call him a fake Mexican. Call him a fake Mexican.
Definitely,
100%.
Hey, man, whatever, dude. Ask Marco. He'll get you straightened out right about me.
Oh, come on, broken ass Spanish, dog.
Man, that's Southern Texas stuff, man.
Bro, you're like Miklo, bro, from Blood and Blood Out, bro. You're Miklo, dog, 100%. Man. Oh, come on, bro.
You know, just it's not like that, man, you know? You just got to know where you're from. That's how the Spanish is, man.
No, 100%, man, Miklo, bro.
You know, it's just like, you know, when you go to different countries, it's the same thing. Like here in the United States, it just depends on where you go. It's going to be the lingo. It's the slang, you know? It's like police. They call the chota, la popo,
Mexicans.
Yeah, he thinks.
Depends on where you're at. Sure.
Joe, he thinks you're full of shit. He told me that you're probably gay and an asshole.
Listen to this guy. Listen to this guy.
All right.
You know?
All right, Gabe, sorry to wake you up, buddy.
Wake him up, see? That's all the Honduras do is sleep, man.
Oh, my God. All right, Gabe, thank you.
Later, guys.
Hang up.
All right,
and then Joe, you stay there. All right. I'm going to talk about the Lions now. And you're who do you think had a worse performance? The Wolverines or the Lions? Wolverines or the Lions?
Yeah. No, Michigan was bad.
Well, they were.
That reminded me of last year, you know, with no quarterback. And how the hell can you just keep running the damn ball when you got a guy that can throw the ball? You know, if I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't change that offensive game plan, Moore is gone. Because El Presidente already said so.
That would be, you know, Portnoy.
Yes, sir. He's okay. Got the money. He's got the pull. So, you know, Moore better ship up or he's getting shipped out. Because, you know, I mean, dude, you know, how can...
It's one game. It's one game.
Fucking matter, man. How can you sit there and run the ball six times? Just come on, like, dude, come on. And then they get all scrunched up like little girls, and they sit there, and they hold hands, and it's like, you got to spread them out. You got to, you know.
All
you
right.
Women like it when you spread them out, you know.
All right, all right,
you
all right.
Spread them out, you know. I mean, you just can't.
All right.
You know?
I got to go.
Then, I mean, the Lions, I mean, you know, the Lions are like.
I'll talk about the Lions. I'll talk about the Lions. You know,
the Lions are like the Lions, man. It's
the Lions are like the Lions, you say.
Yep. They're going to break your heart again. I'm telling you, that's why I don't get my hopes up for them.
All right.
They'll do okay. You know, they'll maybe get 10 wins, but, you know, I told you them cheeseheads were coming after them.
I know. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to hang up on you because I got to break it down.
Break what down?
The Lions, you fucking idiot. Jesus.
There's nothing to break down when you suck.
All right, you'll see it.
You know?
Jackie called. Hang on. Okay. I got to call Jackie because for some reason the doc called Jackie. So this is about Bruce. So it fits that we should say, hold the phone here. Real-time update on Bruce. After we had the Battle of Mexico there, you heard Jackie try, beep, beep. That was Jackie. Some reason she got the call with the update on Bruce. So he is going to come home today. It might have been a touch of pancreatitis. They're not 100% sure on that. But while they were examining him with the ultrasound, they determined that he had like a little, how big is a centimeter? 5 centimeter. That's pretty big. 5 centimeter tumor or something on his spleen. So they want us to take that out, but we're not going to do it right now. It's something that you can schedule. So that's pretty great that we were able to determine that, because let's just say for the sake of this discussion that actually is a cancer. They wouldn't have known it had they not gotten this ultrasound, you know? So that could be a great thing. So that's what's up. So Bruce will come home today. Thank God. Stevie says, I think that's what Teddy the Golden just had done. I'm not sure who Teddy the Golden is, but I'm glad he got that done, because then he's, you know, whoever. Have we talked about Teddy the Golden? But is he a famous dog or something? Well, anyway, thanks to Gabe for letting me wake him up during third shift, because he works third shift. He's wonderful. I love him so much. Skip says, awesome. Get it done no matter the cost. Oh, without a doubt. You know, I'm big on my dogs. My dogs are like, despite yesterday when they said, here you go, here's your estimate. And I went, okay, yeah, great. Oh, wait a minute. Despite that moment, which I think the eyebrow was starting to raise from Madison with a what? I can never. Okay, the only way that I would have said, no, I'm not doing it, would been if I'm solo and I have no one else in my life and I live alone and have no friends. Because you don't want to be a guy who says no to the care and then your dog like croaks. You don't want to be that guy. Bob says, you better get the fraud bus sold. Oh, tell me about it, buddy. Tell me about it. All right. So a little bit more pep in my step now, knowing that Bruce is coming home. I would like to also point out that my incredible ability to podcast, though somewhat tested today because of the technological issues and Bruce's illness and the fact that I'm paying on the high end of $6,500 for this extended care for the dog, I have been performing out at an outstanding level today. And I think, you know, for you to witness this as it happens, either live or recorded on the podcast, what a blessing for you to see this expertise and professionalism in the face of adversity. Black Belt Nick says that he's been that guy who's turned down the treatment and brought the animal home. He writes, I had a 2-year-old puppy we had to put down because his spine was fusing together and partially paralyzed him. Yeah, but the difference is the dog's life, quality of life is diminished. I would say you made the right decision there. A little bit different. You know, like with Daisy, when she had that heart attack because of the water surrounding her heart in the cavity that is around the heart filling with fluids, they said, okay, there is a way to save her, but you got to drill a hole in her chest. And then it's a very invasive procedure and there's no chance, there's a high risk she'll die. I'm like, yeah. No, we gotta put this, you know. So I think you made 100% the right decision. Nick says they had a procedure that might have helped him. And again, I get that. But like if it were me, if by chance they said, all right, easy. Bruce has, his body is riddled with cancer. I would have opted to put him down. That's what I would have done. You know, I think there comes a time when you have to really consider the options. Especially on some cases when they say, all right, yeah, and there's barely a chance it'll work, and then his quality of life, and you might get 6 more months. I'm like, oh, God. I think that's what they actually put forth about Darla. Black Belt Nick says 100% right, still hurt. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Alan says, how old is Bruce? He'll be 8 in December. Stevie says that's what happened with Jade back in July, her puppy dog. Yeah, you, again, it's a gut-wrenching thing, and it's terrible. But you did the right thing for the dog's life. You know, because a dog could very easily suffer just because you want the dog around. It might not be the best thing for the dog. So it's a terrible decision and a terrible spot to be in, but it makes you a stronger, better person in the long run. How old is Bruce? Cole says, how much time do you think Bruce has left? You know, I don't know. I think Frenchies live longer than English Bulldogs. I'm going to say 14. Much lower than that, 10 to 12 years is the amount of time. That I hate seeing that. This one says 11 to 14 years. What is the leading cause of death of a Frenchie? Neurological disorders like brain tumors and spinal issues, heart conditions such as heart failure, respiratory problems from brachycephalic obstructive airway syndrome, and cancer overall. They also have an increased risk of heat stroke. Yeah, I learned that. There's about 4 months out of the year that Bruce can take a full walk outside. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, which I love that name, says, I have spent thousands on old cats. Our furry friends are worth it. Black Belt Nick, that's how I feel with my dog. Newfies are 8 to 10, and he turns 8 soon. So that's a Newfoundland, giant dog. Yeah, those big ones, unfortunately, that's the timeline. I hate that. So, yeah, my team is the Detroit Lions. Now, from my standpoint, I'm not going to sit here and, like, break down the game. They lost, and from what I understand, it was horrible. Now, the way it went on my end, I was driving somewhere, and I turned on the radio, and it was just after the game started, and the Lions had the ball, and this was either the first series of the game, like it just started, or shortly thereafter. And from what I heard on the radio, that was enough to make me shut it down. And I said, I got a bad feeling about this. I think this sounds terrible, what I just heard. And crazily, I was 100% right. So then I'm walking around Meijer, and I'm looking at the updates roll in. And I'm looking at on my, what do they call that app? Bleacher Report. That how it's going. I'm like, this is a pile of shit. I'm not going to go and watch any of this. Fuck this shit. So now here's where we sit. The game is over. Now the dynamic is one where the offense did nothing. The only touchdown was the young guy, Isaac Tesla from Hudsonville, had a crazy catch. It was amazing what a catch that kid made. And that was the only passing attack touchdown for them. The rest was field goals. They couldn't run it. They couldn't pass it. Everything sucked. They're horrible. In that game, they were terrible. Now, does that mean they're going to lose all their games? No, but I'll tell you this. They better figure that shit out and fast, because here's the main issue that people might be forgetting. The guy who ran the offense is now no longer on the team. He's running the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson. So this is the new offensive coordinator, and he was a huge pile of shit. So if you become, in your first game, you lay an egg like that, that will turn people's stomach if you're a Lions fan rather quickly. And I don't want to hear you hear all the, it's the first game, and don't be a fair with it. Fuck you. No, fuck that shit. So they suck ass. Defense couldn't stop Green Bay. All the third down conversions. Offense sucks shit. And we have a new defensive coordinator and a new offensive coordinator. Those two aspects of the game are terrible. And we now are playing the team next week that took our offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. And I'm going to tell you right now that if they stink up the joint at Ford Field on Sunday against Ben Johnson in the home opener with new coach who used to be your offensive coordinator, so many people are going to jump ship like I am currently. I am in the jump shipping. I have jumped off of the ship. I am in the water, and I'm giving the sinking ship the finger. Fuck you. Fuck off. Aram says, sounds like I am more of a Lions fan than Zane. I would agree with that. They are a disaster, and right now I have them winning no games. They're going to go 0-17. They won't win a game if they play that poorly. Now, you might be like, easy, you didn't watch a fucking game. I don't need to. Look at all these comments. Everybody said, it's hard to watch. They looked awful. They were manhandled. Yeah, fuck it. I'm glad I didn't watch any of that shit. What a catastrophe. That sounds to me like last year they were 15-2, and they laid an egg in the playoffs. That's continuing now. Aram says they'll come around. No. No way. It's done. Now, I also want you to know that if they come back and start playing great, I am going to eat the crow, and I'll say I was wrong. Typical Lions fan, panicking. But I am in a full flop sweat panic over these assholes. Alan says, I don't know. Packers look pretty dangerous. I don't think it's because the Lions suck. I just think the Packers are going to be super good. And he is not a Packers fan. Bob says, hey, if the Bills could pull the win out last night out of their ass, the Lions can fix themselves moving forward. The Bills won with like an 800-year-old kicker won the game for him. That's all I know. I didn't watch a bit of it. Cole says, I picked every game right this weekend except the dumbass Lions. I had them winning, but they're frauds. All right. That is going to put the wraps on this show, but I do have the asshole of the day coming up in just a little bit. If you have an asshole, you can write who that is in the chat. Now, there's not many people watching the chat. A lot of the audience, they either weren't notified or they're disgusted at how the technological issues have affected the show. I have a vote for the Philly Karen, which sounds about right, because everybody hates that woman except for me. I love that woman. To me, I was sexually attracted to her because of how persuasive she is and how aggressive she was. That's the type of woman who's married to a guy who he gets home from work and she's like, she's nude and she's standing in a particular way so that her snatch can be chowed while she's standing. And she's like, get down there and eat that snatch. She's that, which I like that. I mean, if I'm married to a woman and I come home from work, she says, get to chowing my snatch. I love that. I would love being bossed around by an aggressive woman saying, demanding that her snatch be chowed. She does that. Maybe that's why I love her. All right. That comes up in a bit. I do have three more amazing sponsors that I want to mention. Oakland Auto Detail. I want you to follow them on Facebook. So go to Oakland Auto Detail and check out some of their videos that Eric and Kristen make for their business. And they will clean your car inside and outside. Call or text 616-510-3470. Ceramic coating protects your car's finish. But while you're at the dealership getting your new car, they're going to try to sell it to you. Hey, we're going to put a ceramic coating on. And yes, they do, but they don't do it right. All right? Oakland Auto Detail puts it on right for you. And look it up for yourself how Oakland Auto, how ceramic finishes can affect your paint and protect it for the long haul. Look that up on your own. They apply that for you at Oakland Auto Detail. The way it was described to me by Eric is he puts it on by hand, and then there is a light that is put over the area that he applies the ceramic coating to, and it binds with the paint in some majestic way. And he says, wait till you see your car, EZ, because they put it on Pooh Bear's car. When it gets wet, the water just kind of like sluices right off of it. Imagine a wax job times 8 million. All the details at Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. Finally, today, the realtor of choice on the show is Adam Kasari. If you're looking to sell your home or you want to buy one, Adam is your realtor. Please bang on his door and mention me, 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. Bob says, the GM crotch vent video was an engineering marvel. Or the GM crotch vent was an engineering marvel. Yeah, he shot a great video of that. I love what they do. Adam says the stream seems to be working fine now. Maybe all the listeners were weighing it down. Cole gives me the asshole of the day, or nominates me for spending all my money on the dog instead of the internet. It's ridiculous. The old Philly Karen, and worse names, Bob calls her an actual cunt. It's not going to be her. Like, easy, you're writing a lot. Yeah, I know. All right. The asshole today for doing what he did in the first place and then giving the ball away is Philly baseball dad / pussy. That is your asshole of the day. And that puts the wraps on a challenging broadcast, to say the least. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was fantastic because I was on. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your support. Till next time, I'll talk to you on the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks, and bye-bye.